Hey, how you doing, everybody? Are you ready for WrestleMania 38? We are this close away to a very hectic WrestleMania weekend. This is your predictions for both nights. Good evening, everyone. The Don Tony Show here. Don Tony and, hey, like the scene in Goodfellas, I really did take the coffee to go. If anybody's on my social media, you know, you think I was going to miss doing predictions today? You know, about a half an hour ago, no joke, this was a half an hour ago.
Thirty-nine.
I'll take it. 39 with a little over 10 years experience. I raced home to make sure we did these predictions. Now, as I put in the sticky chat, any questions, chat, super chat, let's keep it for WrestleMania 38. We could talk about other topics another time, but for tonight, we talk about WrestleMania 38. Now, what am I looking forward to most as far as WrestleMania 38 outside of the matches? That we don't need to hear this song, My Sacrifice, by The Weeknd anymore. I can't tell you how many, and I'm not kidding, because it's a WrestleMania song, I hear it everywhere now. I go to the diner, every time I go in the diner, this freaking music is playing. I go down into the deli to get a cup of coffee, every single time that freaking song is playing. The only thing that I like about that song, and for anybody that is into old school R&B, you should already know this. And if you don't, I take your R&B card away from you. They sampled that song, Alicia Myers, I Want to Thank You, Heavenly Father. Remember that song? My God, one of the like smoothest songs that I have no problem cranking at the top of my stereo system with that bass. Yeah, they sampled that shit. Most people don't even, oh, wow, this is a catchy beat. This is a catchy beat. Yeah, you don't even know where it came from. Ah, Linda McMahon's entrance song? No, 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 no. I'm in a good mood tonight. Just had dinner with the family. Now I'm having coffee with the family. And let's get right into it. WrestleMania 38. Now, disclaimer, Shane McMahon will be brought up tonight. I'm going to say something tonight that's probably going to be wrong, but I tell you, I thought about it. Do I think a lot of websites are clickbaiting you about Shane McMahon? No, I don't think so. I know people are like, T, I'm shocked. No, I don't think so. You ever have, and I'm being honest right now, you ever have where you're sleeping at night, but your mind is racing, and you think of like just outstanding stuff, and people always tell you over the years, write it down. Keep a pen and a piece of paper by your bed. Write it down. Because most times, oh, I'll write it down when I wake up in the morning and you forget. Last night, for some reason, I had Shane McMahon on the brain. And in the middle of the night, I'm not kidding, I was sleeping. And I was like, wow, I think this could really happen. I literally jotted down a few notes. I went back to bed. I woke up this morning. Thank you so much, Don Tony, for actually getting off your fat, lazy ass and writing some notes about it. We're going to talk about Shane in a few minutes when we get to a certain match. Now, I love Dave Meltzer. I have nothing but respect for the guy, you know, but let's be honest. When Dave Meltzer, WrestleMania weekend, talks about the past where people in WWE would give him fake news on purpose, all right? And then he goes on a podcast with Denise Salcedo, which I like very much. I'm new to the game. I didn't know anything about Denise up until 6 months ago. She does a fabulous job. But when the same weekend I hear him saying that, teasing that Cody could back out, and it's not up to WWE, it's up to Cody. The fuck out of here, seriously? I mean, you know, come on. Does anybody in their right mind think that Cody Rhodes passed up a new deal with AEW to sign with WWE, trying to get more power, more money, more influence, more opportunity, and you think the fate of Cody Rhodes on WrestleMania is in Cody's hands? I don't think so. What, are we fucking stupid? Come on. All of you have been jerked off for the last 6 weeks. Cody's going to be on Raw. Cody's not going to be on Raw. As of right now, Cody is not in the plans for Raw. Cody might be in plans for the Raw. Bray Wyatt might show up on Dynamite. Blah, 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 blah. When is enough is enough? When is enough for everyone out there? Don't, to quote Public Enemy, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype is a sequel. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. These are people trying to stir shit up. I love Dave Meltzer. He's done very, very kind gestures in the past, stuff that I was related with. I still subscribe to him, and I always will. I will always support Dave Meltzer. But you see a little bit of the agenda, and you see that story about being screwed years past, and then this Cody stuff that, yeah, he could back out. He might back out. The only thing that might be pulled out. No, we won't go there. We won't go there. All right. Let's talk about WrestleMania, shall we? Ah, I can't wait to talk about Vince and Shane. Oh, we will get to that. All right. Now, how we're going to do this is we'll talk about night one first, and then we'll talk about night two second. This way, when I put timestamps later, I can make it very easy. Two chapters, night one, night two. So, first thing that we need to talk about, and yes, I know it's not a WrestleMania match, but Steve Austin appears on the Kevin Owens show. Now, you know, let's make this clear. We have had very special episodes of Raw in the past where it goes off the air with a talking segment. And sure, this is WrestleMania. This is not Raw. But Steve Austin is not your, you know, usual person. Hall of Famer, one of the biggest stars, top five biggest of all time, as far as entertainer and revenue and everything else you want to associate with it. And they have done a great job with getting Texas, Dallas, Texas in particular, pissed the F off at Kevin Owens. When that mute glass shatters, nostalgia, animosity for Kevin Owens, revenge, you know, just, you know, people that never experienced the Attitude Era, never experienced Steve Austin. Look, 19 years. And we've seen him do other things, and he's made appearances at Mania. It's not like he's been absent for 19 years. But the fact that you know it's going to get physical, you know you're going to see Kevin Owens eat at least two stunners. I think you're going to see two. The big question now is, do we get Hall of Famers along with Steve Austin to hit a couple of... And look, Booker T, JBL, Shawn Michaels, those are the three names that Kevin Owens referenced. I would not be surprised if all three of them hit a move and you go off the air with four legends toasting each other in the ring. I don't think Steve Austin would stun any of those three guys, but it would be fun to see Steve Austin stun Shawn Michaels one more time, right? So I think this is going to be a really fun way to close out Mania. And like I said last week, big shout out to Casey is Raw. Thank you very much for that super chat, my friend. Much love, much love. You know, what I said a few days ago, and I'll repeat it here, is that for me, the end of night one is intermission. That's really what it is. That's how it feels like to me. Sure, it's a 20-hour intermission, but, you know, it goes by super rapido. So this, for me, is okay. Night one is over. Pause. You know, for anybody that's old like me, you know what it feels like? It feels like when you're watching a movie on a double-sided DVD, and after 2-3 hours of the movie, it pauses and it says, turn the disc over. Anybody remember those days? Turn the disc over? Jake Hudson with the super chat. Oh, I just realized it. I disabled super chat comments. I think I did. So no wonder why nobody's asking questions. Shit. And I don't even think I could actually fix that right now. I could try. Man, damn, I just realized that. Let's see if we could disable it. Let's see if we can enable it. Maybe I didn't. Oh, yes, I did. Let's see. All right. Maybe I just enabled it. You know what you do? And look, I'm not doing this for a pay grab. If anybody out there does want to send one, my suggestion is reload the page and it may actually work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I just realized that. My apologies. I just want your money. No, that's not true. So this is going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. It doesn't have to go off the air with a match. We will see a mud hole stomped into Kevin Owens. And look, at first I wasn't for this to go off the air night one. I'm like, yeah, it should be for, you know, current stars. But then I was like, wait, Kevin Owens is in this segment too. Kevin Owens has been one of my favorite stars. So going off the air, night one, WrestleMania, Kevin Owens, I'll take it. I will absolutely take that. All right, now we start getting to the matches. Drew McIntyre taking on Happy Corbin with Madcap Moss. Why does Madcap Moss's head always tilted like when you talk to a dog and the dog doesn't understand what you're doing? I mean, does that ever happen to you? Hey, you know, Poppy, come here, you want a biscuit? Anybody ever have that? You have a dog? Hey, or you intentionally talk in a different language that the dog doesn't understand. Hey, Fido, Vinica, come stai? Chocha buena? Look at the picture. His head is always tilted. Look, Drew McIntyre is getting this one. I know a lot of people don't like this feud, and neither do I. I'm not a fan of Happy Corbin, but, you know, pushing the undefeated Drew McIntyre, a lot of people wish that he had a bigger spot in Mania. Look, Drew McIntyre and Corbin are friends. They're having fun. So I really can't knock this match. Doesn't mean that I have to have interest in it, but Drew McIntyre will take this one. Now, do I think Moss and Corbin will have the breakup on Saturday? No, I don't think so. I think they may save it for the first SmackDown after Mania. I think Moss will try to interfere. I think it'll backfire. Corbin will lose. It'll be his first loss since he's been Happy Corbin. And then at SmackDown, Moss will apologize to Corbin in some way. Corbin will forgive him. And Super Chat's all working. Cool. And I think that's when Corbin assaults Madcap Moss. So I think the split will happen at SmackDown. I hope they don't milk it for the following night. Casey is Raw, shout out to you, my friend. Thank you for the additional super chat. He is heading to his third WrestleMania. He will be there both nights. He was at 17 and 29. I think we talked about this the other day. Was it you that asked him? Don't answer this, you know, in the chat you can. But didn't you ask me like advice as far as for going? You know, maybe not, because someone else, I think it might have been there first, but man, you got to go to three. That is awesome. There's a lot of people that would love to go to just one and have a ball, man. And if this is your third, look, when you're in single digits or under WrestleMania 25, all right, you know, those manias were treated differently. Seven matches and you're out of there. But, you know, you went to 29, which went longer. So I think you're used to the routine. So have a good time, man. Have a good time. But getting back to this match, Drew McIntyre gets the win. I think on SmackDown we see the split. And then Moss and Corbin will feud for a little while. The big question is, what happens to Drew McIntyre after this match? All right, next on the list. Xavier Woods, King Woods, and Kofi Kingston taking on Ridge Holland and Sheamus with Butch in their corner. You know, I honestly thought for a little while, you know, you want to give a little extra rub to Ridge Holland. But I think especially under the circumstances, you know, you're going to see signs. Win it for Big E. Win it for Big E. You know, and you know, it's sports entertainment, so it's predetermined. But still, win it for Big E. So I think they will win it for Big E. I think WWE will want that good moment. I expect Butch to try to get involved. He will get ejected, and he will be pissed off, and, you know, he'll throw up a little tantrum, and but he'll have to go to the back. And I think we will see New Day defeating Ridge Holland and Sheamus. You know, not much more to add to that other than, you know, I definitely picture a lot of people with those signs, win it for Big E, and I wouldn't be surprised if the commentators bring it up as well. If anybody that's not a fan of Big E, that is your prerogative. That is your, you know, your right. All right. I don't know how I feel about this one. The Usos defending the tag team championships, the SmackDown tag team championships against Nakamura. And no, it's been a long day. It's been a long night so far. I'm not going to do the Rick Boogs and scream out Nakamura. I don't want to freak out my neighbor upstairs. But look, Nakamura, no question, had one of, if not the worst title reign in the history of WWE. It's not, it's, look, we've had title reigns that only lasted a week that sucked, or 2 weeks. You go to Arquette and others, even though that's not WWE. But for someone who held the belt for an extended period of time, Nakamura had the worst run, in my opinion, since I've been watching wrestling. I mean, for that amount of time. But, wasn't his fault. That was WWE's creative decision not to take the title off of him when he was injured. So I do not find any fault in Nakamura for that reign. Now, if Nakamura was defending the title and just sucked in the ring, that's different. But I blame that 100% on WWE. The big question is, do you put another title on him right away? In many ways, I say no. No, we just had a horrendous Nakamura run. But he's 100% now. And, you know, they want Rick Boogs. They want to take it to the next level with Rick Boogs. Rick Boogs has grown on me a little bit. You know, ultimately that guitar stuff is going to go away. It's only a matter of time. But, you know, a lot of people do like Rick Boogs. You know, his body, his physique, a little throwback, kind of gives you some old AWA Scott Hall vibes. I know some people have said AWA Scott Hall meets Freddie Mercury. But they're very high on Rick Boogs. And the Usos have had a fabulous run with those belts. But I think it's time. I think you give the tag team championships to Nakamura and Boogs. Let them defend it. Even if there's a new tag team or two that come in to SmackDown. And we've talked about that. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with the NXT Stand and Deliver predictions. I say, give the tag titles to Nakamura and Boogs. If they have a good run with the belt, I think it'll be quickly forgotten about Nakamura's horrendous singles title run. Mike thinks that Boogs will go heel soon. I have not seen any sign of that whatsoever. I haven't seen that. I mean, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But I just don't see that right now. You know, there's an old saying, you don't try to fix what's not broken. Nakamura and Boogs are not broken right now. The fans are into them and, they rub off on each other. They're pretty good. So, you know, look, I saw a couple of WrestleMania predictions, clips, you know, videos are like 10, 15 minutes long. I saw people bitching and complaining that Finn Balor and Ricochet don't have title opportunities at Mania. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a baby that you give them 15 toys for Christmas and you make them cake, cookies, potato chips, and everything else. You make them soda and then they cry because they don't have milk. Seriously, fuck you. 14 matches, because if Ricochet and Finn Balor would have been on that show and they would have gave them Damian Priest, Humberto Carrillo, and us, you know what they would have said? The fuck is this being on WrestleMania for? This is not a WrestleMania match. This is a Raw or a SmackDown match. The hell you putting this on? You know, these are just babies. Babies, I got to complain. They never get enough. Wah. Wah my ass. All right. Next on the list. The Mysterios versus Logan Paul and The Miz. Do I think this match is going to be awesome? It's going to be singular spots. Logan Paul will have one or two high-profile spots. I don't know if it'll be on the level of the Bunny. Wait, that's a female in AEW that has the bleed to get over or stick her tongue out. Bad Bunny. I don't think we're going to get a Bad Bunny Canadian Destroyer type move, but Logan Paul will pull a couple of moves out. For sure. You'll get your 619. You'll get your Eddie shimmy shimmy. In the end, my prediction has always been the same. The Miz and Logan Paul will lose to Rey and Dominic Mysterio. After the match is over, the Miz will get pissed off. He will start blaming it on Logan Paul. And then Logan Paul will just brush it off. Miz will either smack him or shove him. I think a smack is probably better suited. Logan Paul is going to grab Miz. Miz is going to start shitting bricks. Miz will maybe even try to attack Logan Paul, and Logan Paul is going to knock his ass out. Logan Paul will walk out of WrestleMania with a pop from the fans. That's the way I see it going. That's how I have felt since the beginning. I have not changed my mind. Miz and Logan Paul will lose to the Mysterios. Ha. All right. Now we could have a little bit of fun. Seth Rollins versus an opponent. I'm going to be wired tonight. That's a triple espresso. I just filled it to the brim. So triple espresso. We're almost done with it too. Seth Rollins versus an opponent of Vince McMahon's choosing. All right, as I said at the beginning of this show, I'm sorry for the explicit language, but that's the only way I could really describe it. For 6 weeks, you have all been jerked off with bullshit news. Everybody in attempt to, hey, check out my news, check out my podcast. You know, teasing he's going to be on Raw, teasing on. 6 weeks ago, it's in the title of our show, 5 weeks ago. The first Raw you will see Cody Rhodes on is the Raw after WrestleMania. Wasn't brain surgery. You know, when one or two places do it, you think, okay, incorrect news, maybe agenda-based. When everybody does it, then you realize people are just looking for attention. Look at that bullshit story about Nikki Bella. And I'm not a Nikki Bella fan at all. But Nikki Bella never said she was looking forward to Vader's speech. Ringside News threw that extra word in there. And they left it. And they doubled down on it. And they reported it. And they pretty much told you, you stupid motherfuckers, we are lying to your face. And you still click on our shit. Good for Ringside News. How many times do you want to be baited? How does it feel? I think some people need it. Need it. That's why the National Enquirer, the Sun, and all these papers have succeeded for decades and decades and decades. I've been impregnated with 5 babies from an alien. You know, Elvis is still alive. I just got banged from whoever. You know, people just love to be titillated with bullshit. And all this Cody stuff up until now has been bullshit. Now, okay, now he has to appear. Now you can't get it wrong. WrestleMania is in 2 days. Can't be wrong anymore. So what can you do for that little extra drip on the tip of everybody's pee-pee? Just want to get that little extra drip out of you? Oh, he may not appear. It might be. Here comes the money. Here comes the money. Do I think Shane McMahon could appear to face Seth Rollins? See. Let me tell you why. Now, let me also say this. Cody will appear. Cody will appear. This is probably me thinking a little bit too much. But the other day, I told you all about an interesting WrestleMania shirt that I have on the screen right now. It's a Vince McMahon shirt that is on sale at WrestleMania. It has the WrestleMania logo in the back of it. So it's not just a new shirt on sale. The WrestleMania logo is on the back of that shirt. And it's Vince McMahon, red with devil horns. And it says, if people think I'm an asshole, congratulations, I am. So I thought it was a little odd shirt to debut for WrestleMania. Okay. Then two more shirts go on sale. Now, me, I don't like white t-shirts. So I did not order that shirt. But you best damn believe I ordered these other two. See, thank you, Anthony, for the order. So those two are going to be on its way to me. And what are those two additional shirts that WWE put on sale for WrestleMania? They put this one on, Billion Dollar Asshole. It is not censored. It actually says Billion Dollar Asshole with Vince McMahon on the front of a $1 billion bill. And then this one, I've never been cool. I don't give a shit about that. Why debut three WrestleMania shirts with the WrestleMania logo on the back, all about Vince McMahon being a $1 billion asshole and he doesn't give a shit? Well, yes, the releases have made Vince McMahon public enemy number one in a lot of people's eyes, but he just had an awesome interview with Pat McAfee. And Vince McMahon is probably more liked now than he has been in the last couple of years. And my mind thinks, this is what I was thinking about last night more than anything, is you launched these shirts at Mania with the Mania logo. Vince McMahon needs to do something only a billionaire asshole could do. Don't you feel like he needs to do something at WrestleMania that just shows he is an asshole billionaire that doesn't give a shit about it? Now, these are very explicit shirts, and I like them, and that's why I ordered the two black ones. But in my opinion, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, an opponent of Vince McMahon's choosing. If you checked out Monday's show that I did, I said my only problem about Cody versus Seth Rollins is, what's the backstory? He's just going to show up and wrestle? Yeah, it's something you do in other promotions. Like, what's the storyline behind it? Now, they're not going to mention AEW, but did Vince McMahon, are they going to say something, you know, that he made a deal with the devil? That a billionaire could buy whatever he wants, and he bought Cody? You know, is Cody going to be in the camp of Vince McMahon? Are we going to see a new authority? I thought if Vince McMahon wants to be truly troll asshole Vince McMahon, I could see Seth Rollins in the ring, loud Cody chants. And then Vince McMahon is on the stage that he's going to announce Seth Rollins' opponent of his choosing, and Shane McMahon's music does hit. Because you got to remember something, everyone. Remember all that news, Shane McMahon is all elite, Shane McMahon was fired from his dad? That was all bullshit also. Shane McMahon is not disowned by the McMahon family. Shane McMahon, they had plans for Saudi Arabia and beyond. And at the last minute, they changed their minds. This is what happens in a billionaire and wrestling entertainment company. Shane McMahon is not an outsider. So all of this agenda crap that you all bought into months ago, there is no personal animosity. Shane McMahon is like this with The Undertaker. The Undertaker is going into WWE Hall of Fame. Why would Shane McMahon not show up to see one of his closest friends put in the WWE Hall of Fame. Vince and Undertaker are like this. Every time you see Vince talking about Undertaker, he gets choked up and starts crying. There was never any gigantic animosity with Shane McMahon and Vince McMahon. It's not personal, it's business. Everybody online takes it personal because they don't do business like that. I don't do business like that. So Shane McMahon showing up, yeah, it makes him super heel, makes Vince McMahon an asshole. They don't want Shane McMahon. Maybe Seth Rollins lays out Shane McMahon like this. And then is this the reverse authority that Vince McMahon sends out Cody afterwards or maybe sends out more? And is this maybe a storyline with the McMahon family versus Seth Rollins? I don't know. I don't know. I don't get paid that level to figure this stuff out. But, you know, I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, okay, I could see Shane McMahon coming out. But I also believe Cody absolutely will come out. But you really want to piss off the fans. You know what's funny? You know, MJF recently came out to CM Punk's theme. And, you know, then you had Kevin Owens come out to Steve Austin's theme. And it was this stupid war on social media that, oh, you know, Kevin Owens bit off of MJF with CM Punk. Motherfuckers, you remember before CM Punk even made his debut, a week or two before he debuted, I said, MJF, he wants to be the ultimate asshole. He should come out to Cult of Personality and just say, oh, were you expecting someone else? This is before CM Punk ever made his debut. So, you know, it's not, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who thought about that. So, yeah, troll the fans for a little while. Bring Shane out. Could you imagine 50,000, 60,000 fans chanting at the top of their lungs, asshole. Shane McMahon's in the ring. Asshole. Asshole. I could see it. Is it going to happen? I have no idea. But Seth Rollins will obviously take on Cody. Now the question is, who wins in this match? And believe it or not, up until now, I thought Seth Rollins. If they do not troll everyone with Shane McMahon first, then I'm going to go with Seth Rollins. And I'm not trying to play both sides here. I'll explain why I'm saying it this way. If it's just a straight-up wrestling match, that there's no added storyline with Seth and Vince, then I could see Seth winning, and it just goes away. It's just a straight-up competitive match. But WWE is so storyline-driven. It feels like a storyline is going to come out of this. And because of it, it would not surprise me if Seth Rollins is screwed in some way. And I really wouldn't be surprised that Cody defeats Seth Rollins. But that's hindering on the fact that Cody and Vince are in cahoots with each other. You know, Cody might, if they really want to go low, I'm just saying, if they really want to go low, they could play off that Cody is now in Triple H's position. Or they could make a on-air character position and make it seem like Cody is doing what Triple H unfortunately cannot, not strong enough to do. So we could see Cody working for Vince and being part of that authority. And that could give nuclear heat for Cody. If they go that storyline route, that Cody is involved with Mr. McMahon in some capacity, then I go with Cody. If it's just a straight-up wrestling match, no storyline attached to it afterwards, I go with Seth Rollins. All right. I think we go to night two now, right? Oh, no, we still got the women's matches. That's right. Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. Now, I know we have all said the same thing. Ronda Rousey, not great on the mic. Very, very mundane. almost like a human Xanax pill. You know, not a lot of, you know, oomph, anger. You know, the only time she seems to get really pissed off is when there is some type of physical confrontation. But I look at it like this. Would I rather have Ronda Rousey be polished on the mic and have a shitty match? Or would I rather have a sort of shitty Ronda on the mic but have an absolute barn burner in the ring? Forget the promos. They're done. They're buried. Now we have the match. And I just think about that match that they had. What was it? Survivor Series? The Singapore Canes? Now, I don't know if we'll see Kane shots in this match, but I have said it before. I said it this week. I'll say it again now. That match is one of the most underrated, underappreciated matches in recent history for women's wrestling. It was so physical. You watch that match, if you haven't seen it since it aired or if you've never seen it before, go out of your way and watch it over the weekend. And I guarantee you, you'll have a different perspective on this match. I think Ronda Rousey gets it. I think that incentive to return, shut Charlotte Flair up, do what no one else has been able to do recently. I think Ronda Rousey will. She has to make Charlotte Flair tap. She wins the women's championship. And for me, the easiest match to predict. The easiest match to predict. And the reason why I say it is because this is a match that I have been talking about on this show since SummerSlam. You know, we have had many pay-per-views after this. We have had Royal Rumbles. We have had a lot of storylines. And I said since day one that what happened to Bianca at SummerSlam, they will do right at WrestleMania. This story will culminate at WrestleMania. Early on, when Becky was talking about being undefeated for 500 days, undefeated for 3 years and all this stuff, and everybody was like, why is she saying that? She was out with a baby. Storyline. I said for about 6 months, maybe 7 months, that every time Becky over-touted her reign, that was planting seeds. Because the more her reign is big and special and important, the bigger it feels whoever dethrones her. There was no doubt. A lot of people wanted to see Ronda Rousey versus Becky. And I disagreed 100%. This is emotional. This is important. This is a tremendous rub. And Bianca Belair defeating Becky Lynch at WrestleMania makes good on what happened at SummerSlam. I know that there's some people out there that think that Becky could win because she was left in the ring on Monday with some hair missing. Look, man, you watch the videos on social media, you know, she got her hair cut and she freaking loves the way her hair looks right now. It actually looks better. And again, if you watched it closely on Monday, you know, Bianca wasn't going to the scalp. She was just cutting the ends. You know, make sure, you know, don't go too deep. You know, just trim the ends. And this way it could be all evened out. Bianca Belair's winning this. It's not even a shred of a doubt in my mind. If Bianca loses, I could honestly say it'll be in my top five of wrong predictions that I have ever made with any show, for any feud, for any match. There is no question Bianca Belair. You could bet on this one, guys. We've been saying it for 7 months. Every single moment for the last 7 months has turned out to be correct. Bet on Bianca. She will take it. All right. So now we move definitely to night two. All right. Women's tag team match. We got Queen Zelina and Carmella defending the tag titles against Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, Sasha Banks and Naomi, Natalya and Shayna Baszler. I'm sticking with what I said originally. This is going to be Sasha Banks and Naomi getting it. Yo, Naomi, probably one of the most underappreciated women in the last 5 years, probably. Underutilized. You know, she did have some health issues. A lot of people seem to forget that some of her health issues really prevented her from having extended matches in the ring. But she's good now. And that match that she had with Charlotte Flair sent a message to WWE like, look, I belong. And I belong at the upper tier. And since Bayley was not ready to return in time for WrestleMania, I think you, and especially that Sonya Deville suddenly has disappeared in this storyline with her and, you know, trying to screw her over every way she can, you got to give it to Naomi and Sasha Banks. You got to give it to them. I think Sasha Banks and Naomi will get these titles. I mean, we're going to have some title changes, you know, and if you think about it, almost every belt could end up changing hands. WWE has done that before at Manias, where almost every belt turns over. You know, I mean, when we get to predictions, I don't want to jump too far ahead. But I'm going with Sasha Banks and Naomi to win those belts. Omos versus Bobby Lashley. Omos undefeated in quite some time. Bobby Lashley making a surprise return. He was supposed to be out 3 to 4 months minimum. Don't know if Bobby Lashley is 100%. This obviously will be the battle of the Giants. In my opinion, especially that Bobby Lashley was forced to relinquish the belt, especially since Bobby Lashley, they wanted him to turn babyface, which we've talked about before. And especially since Bobby Lashley, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, they're concerned about his immediate future. Omos is good. And Omos is going to get better as time goes by. But there is absolutely no reason for Omos to have an undefeated streak right now. He's not a physical threat for anybody's championship. Omos has done good. And he will do better. There's nothing wrong with Omos getting a loss at WrestleMania against Bobby Lashley. So I'm going with Bobby Lashley to defeat Omos at WrestleMania. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. You know, this is an interesting one to think about. Oops, wrong. That's better. This is an interesting one to think about because does Pat McAfee need a win? No. Austin Theory, does he need to win? No. He's losing TV matches. Fans cannot stand Austin Theory. Now, I'm going one step ahead for a reason. Logan Paul, celebrity also. Okay. But as far as one-on-one, we have two celebrity matches that we're focused on. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. And then we have Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. And I personally feel that a wrestler needs to win one of those two matches. The question is it Sami Zayn or is it Austin Theory? And Pat McAfee, who has been, in my opinion, the best announcer WWE has had, the fact that Pat McAfee has that podcast that gets crazy-ass viewers and listeners, the fact that he is so into WWE and is one of the bright spots. I used to despise this man. Now he's one of my favorites. And it's long before any of this. I personally think you give the win to Pat McAfee. I'm going with Pat McAfee to beat Austin Theory. Now, because I say that, we lead to this match. Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. So now, obviously, if I just said that Pat McAfee will beat Austin Theory, in my mind, I think Sami Zayn defeats Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville has done great, made a fan of me. Sami Zayn has been so much fun in this spot. And I know not a lot of people, you know, are thrilled of Sami Zayn and the way he's being used, but the guy is a sports entertainer who could also wrestle fucking awesome. But this guy with the TMZ exposure and doing a storyline about his phone being doxed, Sami Zayn has branched out into the entertainment world. The difference is he's not leaving for movies. He's doing it for us at WrestleMania. And you're going to see crazy-ass jackass spots. We're probably going to laugh our ass off at some moments in this match. We might see cameos from other jackass members of Jackass who are probably going to take some abuse to make it even more entertaining. And guess what? I think all those members of Jackass freaking love every minute of it. Johnny Knoxville does not need to win this match. Sami Zayn wins because at the end of the day, a pro wrestler can defeat a jackass. And then after it's done, Johnny Knoxville will go on social media, tell everyone he had the ride of his life, something he'll never forget, and everybody benefits from it. So I go with Sami Zayn to beat Johnny Knoxville. Next on the list. This is a tough one. This is a tough one because we have been convinced for a while now that RK-Bro would ultimately split. That Randy would turn on Riddle. Yes, early on I said, wouldn't that be something if Riddle would have wanted to turn on Randy? But Riddle is so over as a babyface, you do not need to screw that up. You do not need to change it. They just did WWE Evil, and the Randy Orton one was spectacular. But, again, I go with my saying earlier, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. These two guys are doing great. Now, could Randy Orton be taking some time off? It's possible. You know, the guy is not a spring chicken anymore, even though he looks incredible. He still moves at 100%. But he has been so committed to this, you almost feel like he's got to take a little bit of time off to rest and relax. So the only reason why I would see them dropping the titles is so Randy Orton could take off for a little while. The thing is, I don't feel the Street Profits as your next champions, and I don't feel the Alpha Academy regaining it. And I also don't feel right now of Randy Orton turning on Riddle. Because even if they lose the match, and even though they lose the titles, you know, to just flip out because of another title loss, and remember, wasn't it Randy that got pinned last time? I don't think you split them yet. There's no need to split them. I do not believe you take Montez Ford away from Angelo Dawkins. You do that, Angelo Dawkins' WWE career will fizzle out very quickly. I would love to see Alpha Academy regain it. But I think, I really feel that RK-Bro is going to retain. You know, somebody's got to keep their belt. Somebody's got to keep their belt. And yes, you know, IC and US are keeping their titles, I think. I mean, I know we got a match on SmackDown, but I feel like somebody's got to keep their belt. I mean, you know, somebody in Roman and Brock, one of them will have a title, but I'm really baffled on this one. It's either Alpha Academy or RK-Bro. I don't have a coin in this room. I'd literally just flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose. You know what? I'm going to go with RK-Bro to retain. I know I'm going to regret that. I would love to see Alpha Academy win again. But I could also picture they're going to come out first. Chad Gable is going to trash Texas. Oh, thank you! Shush! 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 I said shush! He's going to piss off. Shush! What a win, though, if Alpha Academy could win at Mania. Jesus, that would be an incredible win for them. But I'm going to go with RK-Bro to retain. I know I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to go with them to retain. I dealt with it. I'll stick with it. Edge versus AJ Styles. Pick them. Pick them. I try to think one step ahead. Try to think one step ahead. Is Edge going to contend for a heavyweight title anytime soon? Is AJ Styles going to contend for a heavyweight title anytime soon? And I tend to think, especially since Edge is more on borrowed time than AJ Styles right now, and we feel AJ Styles, they may do a program with Finn Balor. That's actually something being considered. As much as I would love to see AJ Styles win in this, Edge is on fire right now. Edge, one of the most beloved wrestlers in recent years, did what only Bryan Danielson I can remember in recent memory on one show, get everybody totally against him. That's not easy to do. When you are beloved, it is very, very difficult. Bryan Danielson was able to do it. Edge was able to do it. I'm going to go with Edge to defeat AJ Styles. I think it's going to be an incredible match. I think it's going to be very even. But I think Edge, with everything that he has done and his transformation and his attitude change, that's got to continue. Momentum is hurt with a loss. And yeah, I'm with you. I think Edge versus Brock is a possibility down the line. So I'm going with Edge to defeat AJ Styles. Next, the main event. The main event. We are at the last match, everybody. Wow, we're going to get this done in an hour. Exactly what I wanted to do. That's not the main event. Have no fear. Here is the main event. Brock versus Roman Reigns. By the way, if you have not seen Roman Reigns' appearance on Jimmy Fallon, go out of your way to watch it. Really, really cool appearance. They had a really fun exchange. Okay, title versus title. Unified championship. You know, many, many, many weeks ago, we talked about the idea of WWE debuting a unified title. The unified title would represent anybody that holds two belts. I'm not saying that they would debut a unified title on the women's side because we do have separate Raw and SmackDown champions. And you're not going to have them face each other anytime soon, unless maybe Survivor Series. But Brock versus Roman, we're going to have one champion come out of this. Now, the thing is, right now Brock is the WWE champion, and Roman is the Universal champion. You look at the title history, the lineage. If you're going to end one of those two, it would be the Universal Championship. The thing is, though, and I have stressed this, USA Network and Fox, you know, they want champion to represent their brand. It is a selling point. It is an advertising point. And believe me, you know, USA Network doesn't want to sit back and while Fox has a heavyweight champion, you know, and WWE is not stupid with that also. They want to please the networks as much as possible, even if a heavyweight champion is on their brand. So when you see people online, end the roster split. First of all, 5 years ago, I would have agreed with you. The problem is, you end the roster split, you hurt more opportunity for wrestlers. You have no clue. You have no clue. If you have more wrestlers featured every week on the same wrestlers on both shows, that means someone else who is on that particular roster is not on, unless you're going to go the AEW route and have factions and 7 people coming out every time. You know WWE's not going to do that. So when you hear people say, end the fucking roster split already, yeah, that hurts a lot of opportunity. And not only that, for business, you want 2 champions, 2 different networks, 2 different TV deals. Yes, as wrestling fans, we should not have to think about that, but we do. Because it's a $1 billion publicly traded company and something like that does weigh in. So for a couple of months, you will have one person as your unified champion. But I do believe that that person will represent both belts And I think down the line, that champion will have to defend both belts on a pay-per-view. That person could very well, just like Jericho back in the day, one person could very well lose both championships to two different people, and then you have your singular champions again. I love the unified title idea because having a unified title, to me, that feels like boxing. You know, when you have like, I always think back in the day with Mike Tyson, when I was never a hardcore boxing fan. I mean, I loved Muhammad Ali, and, you know, I was too young to enjoy his championship reign, you know, in real time. But when Mike Tyson came around, and he got this title, and this title, and this title, and then they called him the world heavyweight champion, champion of the world, and he represented all these other leagues. Having one belt to represent everything, I think that's a cool way to go. So when you have Becky two belts and you have others, it's a nice, catchy phrase. But I think it's one step further if someone is considered the unified champion. Unified champion is just a fancier term for Brock two belts or Roman two belts. In the end, whoever comes out on top in this match down the line will defend two belts. Remember that I said that. I don't think they're going to scrap any championship lineage unless, like I said, if both brands were on the USA Network or both brands were on Fox, I'd say differently. And if they were to get rid of one brand, it's got to be the Universal title. It's got to be. So I'm going with the person I have been saying all along. To me, it's not even, to me, I feel the same way what I'm about to say as I did about Becky Lynch and Bianca. About maybe 3 or 4 weeks after Bianca lost at SummerSlam, it just stuck in my mind and that was it. I was convinced she's going to get it back at Mania. They're going to pull this all the way to Mania. And for me, leading up to this, there could only be one winner, and that's Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns has had an incredible run for a couple of years. Roman Reigns transformed himself into the biggest badass, the tribal chief, entertaining. I mean, even his catchphrase, acknowledge me. You know, not too many people have catchphrases like that anymore. You know, just say a couple of words, it caught on. The guy has totally transformed himself in the last couple of years. People forget, and I forget as well sometimes, how much this guy was hated, being shoved down our throats, WrestleMania after WrestleMania after WrestleMania, the Undertaker stuff, just everything. When The Rock held his hand up high and The Rock looked confused, like, what the fuck's wrong with these people? I mean, that was, I think, the real waking up point for WWE and even for Roman Reigns, like something's wrong here. But the guy needs a break. It's run its course. If you really dissect Roman Reigns' opponents, up until Brock, it never felt that Roman was ever losing that title, whether it was Kevin Owens or an Uso or Bryan Danielson or Edge or anyone else you want to put in there. Drew McIntyre, Goldberg. No one ever felt as a threat for Roman. If Brock loses, what next? Drew? Someone from NXT? Who? Seriously. Brock's got to get it. Anyway, we're at the 1 hour mark. I'm going to jet out of here. As quickly as I said hello, I am going to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this. And post in the comment section some of your predictions. Bragging rights. I will be here for a watch party Friday night for SmackDown and for Rampage if you want to be part of that. Saturday, yes, you will get me Saturday for night one. The most stupendous WrestleMania review. Night one, right after WrestleMania, literally 5 minutes after it goes off the air, we'll be right here. And then for night two, I will be here as well on Sunday night. We figure both nights will be here around 11:30. So, you know, get a good night's sleep if you can. And let's not forget also, NXT Stand and Deliver, Saturday afternoon. Starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. I will be here for your recap as well. That should take place around 4. And that is it, everybody. We are at exactly 1 hour, which means I say goodnight. Be well, everyone. Enjoy WrestleMania. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a hell of a lot better than how many have anticipated. Good night.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.